This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back near the beginning of this thing, in March, we got a group of people together who study economic history.
My name is Kathleen Day.
My name is Carola Friedman.
My name is Eric Hilt.
You remember them, right? Kathleen Day teaches at Johns Hopkins. Carola Friedman is at Northwestern. Eric Hilt is at Wellesley. And we'd asked them back then what we ought to be keeping an eye on if we were going to understand just how bad this economic crisis was going to get.
Unemployment, of course.
Unemployment claims.
The unemployment rate.
Credit delinquencies.
Credit markets.
Credit for small businesses.
And bankruptcies.
We've gone back to them a couple of times over these past couple of months.
Honestly, I feel like I've done nothing but the dishes over the past 8 weeks.
So that they could take us back in economic history to help us understand the economic present.
There has been a lesson learned from the Great Depression.
The reason that the Great Depression was the Great Depression was that the financial system essentially melted down. And for the most part, the Fed did very little to try to stop that.
Banks by the hundreds, by the thousands are forced to close.
This time, it's obviously not man-made. It's a virus.
I think it's worse than I expected.
Could it be as bad as the Great Depression? It could be.
I'm optimistic that it won't.
I think it's going to be a very bad crisis in relative terms.
So here we are, almost 6 months after this crisis began. Let's turn the recorders back on.
Going.
Okay, and you want me to hold this close by?
New recording. All right.
Okay.
Okay, first, a summer progress report.
I have not learned how to make bread from scratch.
We drove to Grandma's house. That's helped a little bit.
My husband and my teenage son and I all love science fiction, so we're just pretending we're on a spaceship. And this is so when my son has to check in for classes, he's just contacting Earth.
Down here on Earth, though, how's the economy doing?
I'm growing increasingly pessimistic.
I'm not feeling good about it at all.
Not that much has changed since the last time we talked 2 months ago. It's still a big question mark and a lot of uncertainty.
But even in uncertain times, there are some markers we can use to keep track of what's going on. And let's start with the ones we mentioned right up on top.
Well, although financial markets are doing relatively well, the unemployment rate is still elevated.
Unemployment is bad.
The unemployment rate has come down just a little bit.
But it's still very dire.
10.2%.
10.2.
So that's still above the worst levels that were reached in the last recession.
And the longer this lasts, the more permanent unemployment will be for some, and the harder it's going to be to resolve this.
A growing share of the losses that have been experienced are becoming permanent.
There were 16 million people unemployed in this economy last month. That's according to the most recent report from the Department of Labor. And for nearly 3 million of those people, their jobs have gone away forever. Also,
bankruptcies are up.
When we first talked to our panelists back in March, there hadn't been all that many bankruptcies. Since then, there have been the big names you know, J. Crew, JCPenney, Lord & Taylor, whole slew of energy companies as well. According to S&P Global Market Intelligence, business bankruptcies are on track to hit a 10-year high before the end of this year. And related?
Consumer confidence is down.
Big decline in consumer spending.
That's a big problem. People are saying, well, maybe I haven't been laid off, but I better save for a rainy day.
And when they stop consuming, the economy decelerates.
You know this, right? It's that whole spending by or on behalf of consumers accounts for 70% of the economy thing that we say all the time.
And so I think the source of concern that I have is that a lot of the economic pain that you'd normally expect to see in a downturn like this has been avoided because of the fiscal stimulus, the CARES Act, and some of the most important provisions of that act have expired.
The $1,200 relief checks, the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits, the Paycheck Protection Program, all behind us, unless and until another package gets through Congress.
And that's going to have economic consequences that may ripple throughout the economy.
Remember, though, that we started talking about history.
The economy has experienced pandemics before.
The one that I know a little bit better and that it resonates with everyone is the 1918 pandemic.
There isn't really good high-frequency data to exactly measure its impact.
The mortality rate was very high.
But I think it's safe to say economically, the impact of the coronavirus pandemic has been much worse.
There are a variety of reasons why. A big one was that the U.S. was involved in World War I at the time.
Which meant lots of demand for goods to support that war and lots of money from the government getting pumped into the economy, even as some businesses had to shut down. So what's the lesson?
Having an expansion of the government that intervenes and tries to minimize the impact of those effects is very important. And in that case, it happened because of the war effort. And right now it's happening through various federal programs.
Various federal programs that have mostly expired.
The more pessimistic lesson that I think I'm learning from this crisis is that the fiscal policy response that's needed in a deep downturn, our political system doesn't really seem capable of producing it.
Americans have a great history of when we want to, of being able to marshal our intelligence and our skills and get it done.
We do seem capable of enacting a response at the time of the greatest emergency, but once the emergency passes, we just don't seem capable of doing what's needed.
At the end of the day here, we have to deal with the virus.
I think we all have our hopes on an excellent medical solution to the crisis, but it doesn't mean that the economy will recover immediately thereafter.
There really isn't a perfect historical reference point for the economic crisis that we find ourselves in. It is actually, as our group was saying, a health crisis. The Great Depression lasted 10 years. The Great Recession was a lot shorter, 18 months, but it took 6 more years after that for all the jobs to come back, and that was without a virus. Thanks again to Kathleen Day at Johns Hopkins, Carola Friedman at Northwestern, and Eric Hilt at Wellesley. We're going to check back in with them again a couple of months down the road.